still would probably ditched, played hooky.
Now wait a minute.
Stayed out. Ditched.
Now with, all right, with ditched, does this mean, would this be, this would be all day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what about one class?
No, that's cut. That's what I learned from being a teacher. It's cut. How many cuts are we allowed?
Yeah, that is really good. All right, and the person supposedly goes to school to get a good what?
A good education. Absolutely.
And after you're private, you're made a PFC. What does PFC stand for? Private?
Private first class. I was one for about 2 years.
All right, and after you get out of high school, you might go on to what?
I might go on to college. I'm planning to. Did I say college?
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't say it. I was putting on a wrong voice.
You sure?
How do I say it? Let's see. Are you going to college? No, I don't say college.
All right, I'll make note of that.
God, I don't say that. I was. That's the trouble when I talk.
Where are all the books?
You have to correct me.
Where are all the books kept?
I put on these voices.
I've been
don't
what?
You do that?
No, where are the books kept?
The books?
Yes.
In the library. But I do put on voices all the time at home, you know. And in public with people I know well.
Uh-huh.
I have a German accent.
Yeah.
At the time.
No, well, right, please avoid that. And
I can't help it all sometimes. Right. You got to stop me.
Okay.
You're going to college, son.
Okay. Where do you take a package? If you're going to mail a package, you go down to the what with it?
Post office. Well, it's very difficult as you get older to talk in your normal voice. You think
all right. Chicago is the what of Cook. Cook what? Cook.
Chicago is the... The what of Cook?
Yeah, what do you call it? Cook what? Just Cook what?
Cook County. The county
and,
press.
If you're going to get on a train, you'd go down to the what?
The railroad station.
All right, and a place where you might spend a night in a strange town, you might go into a what? Get a room in a what?
A hotel.
And what about a, do you have any names and depreciative terms for or jocular expressions for inferior public lodgings?
Flea bag. Dumped. I don't know.
All right, place where you might go to see a film. Now you call that a what?
Movie theater.
And
cinema.
All right, a place where the if you're going for an operation.
Hospital.
And a you have a, in a hospital you have a there's a doctor and then there's also a what a female counterpart of a doctor.
It's hardly a female counterpart.
Not a female counterpart.
Lady doctor
too. That's true.
A nurse.
All right, that's what I mean.
Oh, nurse.
All right, and a woman who sells her body, you'd call her a what?
A whore.
Any other names?
Prostitute. Woman of the streets. I don't know, what else do you call them? That's about it. Punk.
Procure
them a
what?
In the 17th century, we used to call them punks.
Okay. A procure, you never use that term now, though.
Well,
since
I might.
The last two centuries.
I might use
okay,
it
what?
In certain circles. I'm
all right, what about a procurer of women?
A pimp?
Any other names?
No, I don't really know.
How about a house of prostitution?
A whorehouse, a can house. I used to call them can houses. I understand other people call them cat houses. And a house of ill fame.
Oh, we'll take that. How about a sexually indiscreet female?
Sexually indiscreet female.